It is the biggest and most challenging project Bangladesh have ever seen. The Padma Bridge, stretching more than 6 kilometers, is now ready to connect the capital to the southwestern region, home to about 30 million people. It will also allow unprecedented upgrades to improve communication, trade, and the economy. Tens of thousands of people showed up to express their support.
Today you all have joined me together on this festive occasion of the opening ceremony of Padma Bridge. For this, I am grateful to you all.
For Masud Rana, it has been frustrating wait for the bridge to open. He commutes several times a week on his bike and takes sometimes perilous ferry journey from Dhaka to his home on the other side.
I have been waiting in the ferry terminal since 10 this morning, and it's past noon now. I am still waiting to cross the river. If the bridge was already there, I would be at home by now, resting after having my lunch.
Truck driver Muhammad Afzal is excited and sees a future opportunity.
The opening of Padma Bridge means it will not only save us a lot of commuting time, but make the journey more efficient and better for business. It was very hard for us to cross the river by ferry.
The bridge cost more than $3 billion, is the country's largest infrastructure project. The Padma Bridge will not only significantly reduce the travel time and connect the country's southwest region with the capital, but is expected to initiate an economic boom in the area.
Many transport owners hope the bridge will make their job easier.
I don't have to hear complaints from the passengers anymore about the delays. Passengers won't get irritated. The trips are going to be much more simple. I'll go straight, drop them, and come back.
Professor Salim Ryan says the bridge will also contribute to greater regional connectivity and trade among Asian countries as part of the larger Asian highway network.
Padma Bridge is going to be the kind of a catalyst for future development in Bangladesh. But a lot of things need to be done to make this catalyst a reality, especially different supporting programs need to be there.
Many businesses have grown near the ferry terminals, and most of them will now have to shut down.
We have been doing business here for a long time. Our livelihood is dependent on this. Yes, the bridge will hurt our business. We have no choice but to look for new business or shift our location.
There was some initial controversy after the World Bank brought corruption allegation regarding its funding, which was later dismissed by a Canadian court. But many here are proud Bangladesh has built a bridge of this size using its own resources. They say it's a landmark achievement. Tanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Mawa, Bangladesh.